Hi there. Today is May 4th. May the 4th be with you. That's one of my favorite sayings of all time. Boy, oh boy, so much is happening. And it's like, I said this to my friend just now, that these last couple weeks feel like I've been in this washing machine. And it's interesting because I made a couple podcasts and it was so, what am I trying to say? Kind of like scattered. And I actually deleted them because they were so scattered. And I'm here every day to share this journey because I really want to be the person who helps show others how this works and how this feels and how this is. And, you know, the truth of it is we don't always know. Like, we don't always know what is our highest calling, what it is life is asking of us. Like, is it our fear? Is it love? Like, it's not always clear. And so what we get to do is just keep stepping in a direction and just know, like, this is the big, big, big part, that we get to know that if we're off course, life will redirect us. And that's a beautiful thing. It really, really is a beautiful thing that we have this guide. And I think it's beautiful because when you really sit and like look at and ask why this universe was born, why it was created, why there is this planet with people on it. Like, why? And we're never going to get the answers logically, but we can start to feel this, huh, there's a divine order here. There's a divine order, which means everything is happening on purpose, for a purpose. And so, you know, at times we can get this feeling that we need to do something. We need to plan. We need to know. We want it our way. But then we get into this, oh, there is such a bigger unfoldment here that why would I limit the expression of love with what my limited mind thinks it needs? And you know, but like, also, one thing that we really have to remember is it's all about balance, you know, because it's okay. And I'm telling you, the reason that I deleted my last two podcasts is because the universe doesn't give me any leeway anymore. It feels like, you know, if you imagine a dog on a really long leash, you know, they can just wander, and they wander and wander and wander. And every once in a while, if they're going too far in one direction, you'll pull them back, but they can wander, you know, back and forth and around. And that's wonderful. But there's a point, I feel, at least I felt it in my own life, that the universe is like, no more wandering. I want you here. Like, this is where I want you to be. I don't want you off course. And so when I say something that I believe is true, the universe is like, and I'm going to show you the exact opposite is also true. And that's what I'm here to really start to walk in, is this, huh? There are always so many sides to the truth that it's not my job to say this or that is right or wrong or preferred even. It's about the balance, and we're all here to find our balance. And I tend to believe when I find something that works, that that's what people need. And I speak from that place. And so now I'm kind of in this self-training mode of speak your experiences, but don't make it what you think people need. And, you know, I watched this sermon once and he was talking about going off course. And he's like, you know, it's really, you think about, I don't know how many degrees there is. Is it 360 degrees? I guess it would be. So if you think of a 360 degree circle and you're going to go out into the ocean and you're going to go at, let's say, 120 degrees north, and you set your compass 120 degrees north, that's great. And then if you're like, oh, shoot, I made a mistake. I was supposed to go 121 degrees north. And you'd be like, oh, well, it's just a degree, no big deal. So when you're going 10 feet off the shore, you would only be a little bit, if you were supposed to go 120 degrees north and you went 121 degrees in that direction, for 10 feet, you wouldn't be too far off of where you were supposed to be, maybe a few inches. And then you go a little bit deeper and you might be a few feet apart. But when you're on this journey of life and you're going deeper and deeper and deeper into the unknown, into the ocean, into love, into the divine unfoldment, the deeper you go, the further off course you actually are. When you think it's just a little degree off, it's actually going to put you really far off of your destined course. And I've always thought of that. And so that's why in my life, I work really, really hard to not have those little addictions, little habits, little things that don't seem like a big deal, but when you look at the big picture, it is a big deal. And so for me, I would say sometimes I get stuck in what people need when that's not really my job. So anyway, I am really learning so much about love and life and moving forward from what's been going on in my life this week. And so what I've recognized through what I've been doing is, like I said, it is this balance. And I've been really working with a new program that I want to create for people. And what I really got interested in was the chakra system. Because it's, you know, it's the base chakra to the crown chakra. It's how life force runs through our bodies, and our chakras generate all of these different beautiful properties in our lives and experiences, I guess, not properties. Each chakra generates different experiences in our lives, and our life force, which is spirit, chi, prana, you can call it whatever you want, energy, love. It runs through our bodies, but as it runs through our bodies, it's attracting different experiences into our life. Our health, our happiness, our well-being, our prosperity, our abundance, you know, how we work in this world. And so I was really interested in, you know, doing a program that teaches women to work through their chakras, open up their chakras, and really truly open up to every part of our being so that we can live the fullest, to our fullest potential, which I don't believe there's ever a cap on that. There's always more potential that can be lived. And that's what I keep seeing in my life is the deeper I go, the more work I do, the more open I am to new things and different things. And the more, you know, love that I feel in my life, the more joy, the more peace. So I was really looking at the chakra system. And, you know, I wanted to do this 7-week program with people, and every week would be a different chakra. And I'm really interested in doing this from my own intuition, not because I've done a lot of training. I used to teach chakra dance, and I learned a lot about chakras through the body talk system and, you know, a few Chinese medicine courses that I took and, you know, some other research that I've done. And I've always been so drawn to them and interested and excited by them. But like I said, I really want this to be from my own intuitive perspective. Instead of learning someone else's work, I want this to be mine. And so that's what I kind of set out to do. So I've been really meditating on the chakras and what they mean and what they do and what they are. And so I had this beautiful idea for this 7-week program that I want to lead women through. And I was starting to see how it would all work together. And I kind of had the outline of the 7 weeks. And it was so interesting. And I'm telling you, I'm really starting to stop questioning life. Like, I really want to get to a point where whatever shows up in my life, I'm like, okay, universe, thank you for this. I'm going to sit with this and I'm going to contemplate it and I'm going to get why this is showing up. Because what I continue to see is no matter what it is, there's a purpose. And no matter what it is, no matter how hard it is, no matter how fun it is, no matter how good it is, there's a purpose in it. And the purpose is to open us up to more life so that we can inspire other people to open to more life. And I had an experience with my ex-husband, and it seemed really, really shitty. And I got, and that's where the washing machine kind of started. It was like, I felt like I was just being like in this washing machine, just pushed around. It was like all of the, you know, these thoughts were surfacing and these old feelings were surfacing and beliefs and all of this stuff. And at the end of the day, you know, it's like, oh, I get it. There was something that I needed to deal with that I didn't deal with. I haven't dealt with it since I left my marriage because for many reasons. And I wasn't strong enough to do what I needed to do to make this all right, to follow, you know, exactly what our separation agreement laid out. I just never had the strength. And, you know, like for many reasons, I had also been threatened. So I was afraid. But, you know, life is continually putting these situations in front of me now for me to go to professionals to hear that, you know, the threats that were made are not valid. Like there's no recourse, like that I'm actually the one in the driver's seat. I'm the one who's right. I am the one who has all of the truth in my favor. I've got signed documents. I've got, you know, all of this. And this is what I need to be doing for my kids. But I didn't want to do it because for so many reasons. And one of them is what I've been taught about women's rights and what we deserve and how we deserve to be treated. And I don't believe it's just me. I believe that this is how society has been programmed to believe what women deserve. And so this experience was, it just got to be really awful and cruel, and it now started to include my kids, and so I'm dealing with it. I'm dealing with it. I'm doing it. I'm going 100% in, and I'm gonna get this all done. So, you know, I could talk about this situation and call people names, which trust me, I've done. I could be angry and trust me, I've done that too. But, you know, when you get kicked up and life kicks life up for you and you're like lost and you don't know and you're like angry and you're back in your little, you're back in this cage where you're afraid and you're fighting and you're all of these things. But there's always a point where the dust settles. And that's what I'm starting to see. There's always a point where the dust settles and you get to look and see why that happened. That happened for me to build more strength. Because the more difficult this person is in my life, the stronger I become. And I was writing the last chapter of my book last night, at least I think it's the last chapter. And the last paragraph was thanking my ex-husband for being so difficult, because if he hadn't been difficult, I would not be strong like I am today. Me facing these things has made me so incredibly strong and so incredibly empowered. Whether this court thing works out in my favor or not, I don't even care, because I'm moving on. I'm going to do everything that the lawyers tell me to do, but I'm unattaching myself from the outcome because I don't care about the money. What I care about is the strength and the resilience that this has created for me. Because as I move forward and I start to build this business and I start to, you know, create or like share this system that I've created, this healing system, I'm hopefully going to have people training to start their own businesses, to become their own, you know, healer and do all of these beautiful things. That is what I see. And so in order to do that, I need to know what to do with difficult people. I need to have the strength and the power to do the things and to deal with, like I said, difficult people. There's always going to be difficult people out there that challenge us, but are they challenging us purely to help us grow? And I really believe that's true. So I'm just leaving this situation with so much love. I don't have to be angry with my ex-husband. I don't have to be anything. I just get to move on now and start my own business and make my own income and hopefully pay him child support at someday. That's power. That's my power that I've been taking back, is I'm not somebody's victim. I don't need somebody's support. Yes, it's the right thing to do. And if I get the money, that's wonderful. That would help me out a lot. But you know what? I am not going to have somebody talk about me in a book about how difficult I've made their lives. And that's the choice that people make. People choose how they treat others. People choose how they walk in this world. People choose the mark that they leave on their children. And the mark that I continue to leave on my children is love. And I've made a lot of mistakes. I've royally fucked up. I've said that for years, and I admit it, and I know it, but I didn't stay stuck there. And that's the beautiful thing. That's the beautiful thing about life, is we get a chance to show love to our children. And interestingly enough, this situation has actually brought my kids and I so much closer. Like, so much closer. So, you know, I did say in this last chapter, the last paragraph of my book, that my husband has done, or ex-husband, has done everything in his power since I met him to bury me. And I see it now. And I don't even know if it was intentional. It probably wasn't. But every step of the way was this attempt to try to bury me. And what I said in the last paragraph was, what he didn't fucking know was that I am a seed. So I've been planted. And the more difficult life became, the deeper my roots grew. And it's like, I feel like I'm this bamboo. Is it a tree? I don't know if bamboo is called a tree or plant or whatever it is, but a bamboo plant will lay its, it will grow its roots so far down into the earth. I don't have the statistics, but it's like feet into the earth, and it grows, I think it's for 3 years. It plants its roots. It grows its roots. And nobody sees this seed grow. And all of a sudden, at some point, it will grow so fast. It's like, is it 3 feet a day or 3 meters a day that it grows? It like literally, you can almost see it growing by standing by it. That's how fast bamboo grows. And it's beautiful. And it's strong because it has this incredible root system. That's how I see my life. And that's how I see all of our lives. And it's so easy to get frustrated. It's so easy to judge what is happening. And I talk about Taylor Swift a lot because I have been listening to her new album. And I'm like, holy shit, she has been through so much hell. And look at her now. Like, look at her now. She's breaking records that we didn't even know existed. I think she's like, they're making new records because she's just doing what everybody thought was impossible. And now because she's done this, women are getting permission to also believe in what they can do. I mean, I don't want to be on a stage in front of 96,000 people, but I certainly do want people to read my books. I certainly do want to spread my message of love and healing to others. So I'm thanking Taylor Swift for never, ever, ever giving up. And I'm thanking all of the younger versions of myself for also never giving up, because holy shit, there were so many times that I could have just fallen into, you know what, I give up on this dream that I have to heal people. I give up on this, you know, how hard it is to create your own healing system. None of that is easy, but I just keep stepping. I don't stop, and neither should you. And, you know, this is the really cool thing that I actually recognized the other day, because if we stop, we're not, like, I'm going to use this for an example. I was like, okay, I'm going to do this 7-week program. I see what it's going to be. I know how it's going to work. And I was just so convinced. And then I continued to meditate on it. Yeah, like yesterday, I was like, okay, what is the base chakra? Like, what are the parts that are really important? And I sent out this newsletter. And to me, the base chakra represented grounding and gratitude, humility and happiness. And that's where I spoke from. And then throughout the day, actually, I went and had a bath. And I was just, you know, not thinking, not trying. I was just laying in the tub, just really enjoying. And all of a sudden it hit me. And I was like, oh my God, the root chakra is the inner child. And because that was my question, like, you know, I talk a lot about the opening the feminine And, you know, when you look at the sacral chakra, which is the second chakra, that's your sensual, sexual self. Well, a lot of people, myself included, try to harness that energy before they're really grounded with their inner child. And I didn't get that until yesterday. And that actually brought up something even greater for me that, oh my gosh, there's actually so much more to this base chakra than I've ever seen before, because it is the inner child. And there's so much to the inner child. There's play, there's resting, there's safety, there's trust, there's expression. Like, just dealing with the base chakra would be a 7-week program. So then I was like, oh my God, I fucking thought I had this figured out, and now it's turned into something totally different. What do I do with this? And my inner voice is like, you do what you're here to do. You dive deep. And so I see how it's really easy to skip steps. It's really, really easy to skip steps. And now I see that, oh my gosh, I don't know this for certain, but I would say I'm probably going to start everything I do with a program. It doesn't necessarily have to be 7 weeks, but it will be a program on building this relationship with your inner child. And I might not even call it chakras anymore. It's kind of like, huh, I don't know if I need to even call it the chakra system, because every chakra actually deals with a different relationship in our lives. It's actually opening up different parts of ourselves. So, you know, never say never, I don't really know. But if the base chakra is our inner child, oh my gosh, no wonder so many people get themselves into trouble. You know, we have to have that beautiful, beautiful grounding and be able to play. And so I'm looking at relationships and like, oh, you know, a lot of people try, you know, they have these sexual relationships and then they don't work. Like, it's like they're trying to build a relationship, but they actually don't have this connection that is actually built. Oh, sorry. That kind of cut out. Yeah. So I'm looking at relationships and the importance of grounded connection. And I'm finding this really, really interesting that the first step of everything, like relationships, business, whatever it is in life, the first step is like, if you imagine yourself as a baby growing into a human, and all of the healthy things that a baby to a toddler to a small child to a teenager to an adult needs, like healthy expression, that's a really good way to start to look at how we live our lives, how we enter relationships, how we start businesses. Number one, are we building it on this foundation of love and trust and safety? Like, you know, if you imagine a baby just gets their needs met, but as the child grows, their parents are there to keep them safe. They can trust their parents. And as they move through life, that foundation is what brings them through everything. If they really, really trust their parents, they're going to be able to trust others. if they got their needs met, if they were loved, if they were cared for, if they were appreciated, all of these things, that is going to determine how they live the rest of their lives. And I mean, there's so many different parts to this because, you know, but what I'm looking at is, oh, okay. Like, and this isn't about perfection, and this isn't about idealism of, well, it has to be perfect or it's never going to work. No, it's like, what are we building on? Is there trust? Is there respect? Is there appreciation? And that is, to me, the foundation that we should have in all relationships. That would be a foundation when we're getting jobs, building businesses. Like, you know, we want to be the people that are safe for other people to come to. We want to create a business that allows people to trust us and to feel safe with us and to feel connected with us. And I'm seeing this in, you know, like just this friendship that I have and, you know, how I have a hard time. I have a hard time trusting men, plain and simple. I just really, really do. And, you know, if you would have listened to my podcast yesterday, you would have gotten a really different side to this story. But long story short, you know, I have this friend and he's been a great friend for years, like years. And I always run from this friend because I don't know what to do with a good man. I don't know what to do with a good man. I know what to do with an abusive man. Sorry. And I hate to use that word, but like, and because I never want anybody to think that I was, you know, physically abused in my marriage. I wasn't, but it was very mentally and emotionally abusive. And it, you know, anyway, but I know what to do with that. I know what to do with a toxic male. I know how to play the victim. I know how to, I also know how to be the toxic female. But I don't know what to do with a good man. And this is what I was talking about yesterday, but I was talking about it from this perspective of, like, I was talking myself out of being friends with this person because I don't know what to do. And to me, I keep using the words boring. He's boring. He's not connected. He's not putting this effort in. And it's like, I was making every excuse I possibly could to get away from this person who has never done anything mean, rude. He has, for I don't even know how many years, is it 7 years that we've been friends? He's always been there for me, like always, always been there for me. Always accepted when I ran, always allowed me to come back, but not in a being used kind of way. It's just like he just gives me this allowance to just run when I'm afraid and come back when I want to be friends again. And interestingly enough, we just talked on the phone last night for like almost 2 hours. And it was interesting because I just felt heard. I felt accepted. I felt comfortable. I didn't have to say anything to impress him. I didn't have to say anything. There's no trying to impress. There's no... And it was just like, huh, this guy is safe. And he always has been. This guy is trustworthy. Like, if you dated this person, they would never ever cheat on you. They would never ever do anything to hurt you, to harm you, to ridicule you, to cut you down. This person would never, like, this is a good man. And I didn't ever know what to do with that. And so today what I did with this good man is I talked to him and I asked him the questions that I've never had the confidence to ask anyone before. And I spoke things that I've never had the confidence to speak before, because at the end of the day, it would be so much easier for me to be rejected than accepted. And I'm speaking this because I want to share with women how it feels to open your heart and ask the hard questions of, you know, like, the hard questions to me are the questions about, like, feelings and future and, you know, letting go of expectations of what something has to be or should be, and just really, like, see someone for who they are and go with the flow. Oh my God, I am so bad at relationships. It's just not even funny. And so this is hard for me because, number one, I didn't set out to get into a relationship. But I have a friendship. I have a beautiful, beautiful friendship. And I get to just allow this to grow into what it's meant to grow into without expectations of, like, and that's the interesting thing. I'm not actually sure what I'm more afraid of it working or it not working. And I know the truth because I'm more afraid of it working than not working, because it's easy for me to be rejected. It's easy for me to feel pain, but it's not easy for me to feel loved and appreciated and respected by someone. And it's not easy for me to feel happy without knowing the future. It's not easy for me to just go with the flow. It's not easy for me to just enjoy a great man. It's not easy for me to just have fun in my life. I'm always attracting pain and toxicity because that's what I've always believed I deserved. And now we get to start to have, and I know that I've used this fear with my friends. When I hear stories, you know, that their husband said this or did that, I'm like, oh my God. Like, literally, a couple times I've asked, are you going to leave him? Like, what a silly place to run to. But that's how I've been programmed. Like, I don't see that, yeah, there can be problems and problems are okay, but there's also a way to deal with those problems, which is open, honest communication. I've never been good at those things. And now everything in life is teaching me to just stop and breathe and communicate. And that's what I did with this friend this morning. And he really, really stepped up. And he really, really appreciated it because every time that we've just been in this on and off again thing for probably 7 years, it's always him asking, how can I make you happy? What can I do to make you happy? And I don't want anyone I don't want anyone to ever feel that way around me, where they have to make me happy. because that means that they're trying to please me. And that's not fair. That is not fair at all. And again, this person is not at all a pushover or a pleaser. He just genuinely wants me to be happy. And so today the conversation was, that's not your job anymore. I want you to speak openly and honestly and express yourself how you want every day. And if there's something that you say that I'm not comfortable with, or if I'm not in the mood for something, instead of running, I'm going to tell you. And he's like, yeah, well, that's communication. That's perfect. But, you know, it's so funny because people are probably listening to this like, holy fuck, well, this is a no-brainer. Like, did you not know that? I didn't. Like, I've never seen that done. I've never seen that done. I've seen people get so angry and fight and argue and, you know, just, and then all of a sudden it's like they're just talking again. And nobody's ever sat down and said, look, this is what you did to piss me off. And I'm not blaming anybody. Perhaps this is just human nature. Well, no, it's not human nature. Well, that's how we're humanly programmed. But that's not love in the works. That's fear. That's anger. And I guess I'm here to find love without pressure, without expectations, without, you know, the need for someone else to shift their behaviors so that I can be happy. That's not unconditional love. That's a relationship that's never going to work. So, this is interesting. I guess I'm growing up. Like, it's only taken 50 years, but I feel like, you know, and I know this isn't going to be easy. I know it's not going to be easy to just enjoy this person and be friends with this person and laugh with this person and not expect anything from this person. But the more I do it, the easier it's going to be. The more we do it, the more it becomes our new habit. And I want joy to be my habit. I want love to be my habit. I want peace to be my habit. And that's our true nature. You know, we have our human nature. Who the fuck wants that? I want my true nature to shine through. And that's why we do these difficult things of having conversations. You know, the conversation today could have been like, yeah, you know what, this isn't going to work. And I would have actually been more comfortable with that. So I was just feeling it all in my body as I was asking the questions and making the statements and apologizing and, you know, seeing my peace in why this has never worked. It was never because of him. It was always me running. So, this is a time to stand up and really become the love that we've been seeking. So I thank you. I will talk to you tomorrow.